It appears that Ryan Fekke is no longer on the board of directors for the Tolicho Investment Corporation, after being a member for less than 4 months. NNSL Media asked about this apparent change, which elicited a sparse reply. "This inquiry falls under our confidentiality obligations and commitments, therefore we have no comment on the below," stated Sarah Hunt, a communications person for the Tolicho Investment Corporation. The corporation owns and operates businesses for multiple industries and its sole shareholder is the Tolicho government, according to its website. In October, Fekke's name and picture still appeared under the board of directors page for the corporation. As of October 31, it was no longer there. On July 8, the Tolicho Investment Corporation announced its new board of directors, a list that included Fekke's name. NNSL Media reached out to Fekke on October 31. He said he'd take questions the following day. When NNSL Media contacted him multiple times on November 1, there was no answer, despite Fekke saying he would call back if he didn't pick up the phone in time. He is also the executive director for the Wekizi Land and Water Board and is a city councillor. He was recently in the news in those capacities. In mid-October, Fekke asked City Council if he could take leave for 4 months without pay. "Last year was a pretty challenging one for my family, particularly my kiddos and my wife," he told his fellow councillors on October 15. "We're going to step back from some of our commitments." Most city councillors were not in favor of approving the leave. About a week later, Fekke withdrew his request. He was also a representative of one of the three land and water boards in the territory that were scrambling to post financial statements to their websites after NNSL Media began looking into why those documents had not been made publicly available for the past several years. Leonard DeBastien, executive director for the Gwich'in Land and Water Board, previously told NNSL Media that Fekke is the person in charge of updating that board's website. On October 8, Fekke said that is not true, however. "No," he chuckled. "We might be mixing semantics, but we have two staff, or three staff, I guess, who update our website regularly."